SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
I was just on the phone with President Biden. He just tested positive for COVID. He said to tell my folks that we're not going to get rid of him that quickly. We're going to have a chance to hear from him in the future directly. He's just really sorry he couldn't be with us.
That's Janet Mergela, President and CEO of Latino civil rights organization Unidos US, announcing that US President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. At a crucial moment for President Biden's re-election efforts, he's now been forced to pause all campaigning due to the illness. He reportedly has mild symptoms, including a runny nose and a cough, and the White House says he's returning to his home state of Delaware, where he will self-isolate. In an interview released immediately before the shock announcement, Biden told Ed Gordon from BET News that he'd only reconsider running for a second presidential term if health issues were to emerge.
Is there anything that you would look to say, if I see that, I will reevaluate?
If there had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem. But I made a serious mistake in the whole debate. And I think I've demonstrated that I know how to get things done for the country, in spite of the fact they're told we couldn't get it done. But there's more to do, and I'm reluctant to walk away from that.
This latest health scare couldn't have come at a worse time for the embattled president, who is facing damning new polling data and calls to drop out of the presidential race from a number of prominent Democrats. Trump fans have also responded to Biden's COVID announcement, saying they believe it's a conspiracy to give the president a graceful way out of the race.
I think it's fake, man. It's all conspiracy theories. I really think that.
He needs to come up with an excuse. Kind of like the debate when he had a little cold and he totally bombed. So now that his own party is going after him big time to get out of the race, he needs to have this excuse about COVID. And this will be his medical condition why he's got to step down.
Fears about a decline in the 81-year-old leader's cognitive abilities came into sharp relief following a disastrous performance during CNN's presidential debate last month.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
A new poll from AP NORC has found that 7 in 10 adults and 65% of Democrats say Biden should withdraw and allow his party to select a different nominee. And now Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff has become the 20th congressional Democrat to call for Mr. Biden to step aside. In a statement to the LA Times, the key congressional power broker called on the president to pass the torch and secure his legacy of leadership by allowing another party member to run against Donald Trump. U.S. media outlet ABC News is also reporting that Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden on Saturday it would be better for the country and the Democratic Party if he ended his re-election campaign. And their political rivals are capitalizing on the president's weakness, with Donald Trump's former White House physician, Representative Ronny Jackson of Texas, criticizing Biden and his allies at the Republican National Convention.
Let's not kid ourselves. Father Time has not been kind to Joe Biden. And we would not be in this situation were it not for Joe Biden's staff and his family. They should have compassion for him and prioritize his health and our country's security. But they have put their own interest above America's interest. Perhaps the greatest blame lies with his own Vice President, Kamala Harris. She has not been truthful with us. She has lied to us. She has put party above country, and she is as unfit in character as Joe Biden is in body and mind.
This latest development in Joe Biden's political crisis comes days after his rival Donald Trump survived a shocking assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania. 20-year-old shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks shot Trump in the ear while killing Trump supporter Corey Comparatore and critically wounding two others. He himself was then shot dead by a Secret Service sniper. Donald Trump's newly anointed vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, told the Republican National Convention that Trump's response to the shooting is the sign of a real leader.
As soon as I knew he was okay, I felt relief, and then I was like, I cannot believe an assassin tried to take down the president of the United States. I was mad about it. Was he mad and angry? He called for national unity. He called for calm. He showed leadership, my friends, that the media keeps on saying they want somebody to tone down the temperature. Well, Donald Trump got shot and he toned down the temperature. That's what a real leader does.
Speaking at an abortion access event in Michigan, Vice President Kamala Harris says the attack on Donald Trump was a heinous, horrible, and cowardly act, and that political violence is never acceptable. But she also says the U.S. needs to embrace robust discussion about what is at stake in this election year, including abortion access. J.D. Vance says that abortion should be banned nationwide with no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. However, he says there should be some leniency if the mother's life is in danger. Kamala Harris says people need to understand what Mr. Vance stands for, as he could be second in line for the presidency behind an aging Trump.
Understand, this is a fellow who in the United States Senate participated in blocking protections for IVF. This is an individual who has said he is for a national and has made every indication that he is for a national abortion ban. And so, again, this is where the power is with the people. We have an election coming up.
While Joe Biden and his allies believe he's the only candidate that can defeat Trump and defend U.S. democracy, he now has the tough challenge of convincing voters that he has the stamina for another 4 years in the top job. Sam Dover, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.